Okay, Kinderlach, please put away your chamashim. And we are ready to start our mitzvah assignment. I'm sure you all remember that you had a month to prepare for this story that teaches benefits of doing mitzvahs, no matter how difficult they may be. So, I'm ready to...
And today is the day when we get our chance to present our story. Rebbe, please, could I go first? You know me. I'm not shy at all.
Yes, I know. I think the whole class knows that, Chaim.
No, kidding.
Isn't that true?
For sure.
You're right about
but I'm
that.
Sorry. I told everyone that I will make a gyro to see who should go first, second, and so on.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Oh, please, Hashem, I hope I get picked first. I want to get picked first. Please. Okay. B'dieved, if I go second, it's okay also. Please, Rabbeinu Shalom, please.
Okay, if everybody will just come up here and put your name into this box over here.
Anybody has a piece of paper for me?
That's it. Good. Oh, excuse me.
You can
move.
There you go.
Come through, please.
Thank you.
That's my name. Only one time put your name, not twice.
You have it, then, please.
Good.
I want to put my name.
Okay. Everybody's name?
Please.
Here's my name. Great. Okay, here I go. All right, I think it's well shook. And here I go. I'm going to put my hand now into the box. And here it comes. The lucky one to go first is... Let me see the paper unravel it. Tuli Shepselberg! Yes! Come up here, Tuli. Come.
Sister Rabbi, Mary Sister Class, Mary Sus Maranda Barabanan, Mary Sus.
What do you think you're doing, Tuli? Leading a mezumen and benching or something?
Chaim, please control yourself. You know it's wrong to embarrass your friend, and there's no need to make Tuli any more nervous than he already is.
You're right, Rabbi. Sorry, Tuli. Please continue.
As I was saying, Bereshis the Rebbe, and Bereshis the Class, and Bereshis the Sanhedrin, and Bereshis HaTanayim V'Amarayim, Bereshis Maranan V'Rabanan, and Bereshis HaNadayim.
Tuli.
Sorry, Rebbe. I got a little carried away. Okay, here comes the story. The glutton boy family spoiled their children by giving them everything they wanted. The Sechaldic family did not spoil their children. One day it happened that Fivey Sechaldic complained to his mother.
Mommy, it's not fair. Zalmi Gluttonboim comes to Yeshiva with every nosh under the sun. You only send me with healthy nosh. Why can't I get the same nosh as Zalmi?
Zalmi is not my child, but you are. Right now, you don't understand. However, when you get older, you will appreciate everything that I've done for you.
When Zalmi and Gluttonboim got older, he had so many problems.
Hi, Faye. I'm only 35 years old. And yet I feel like I'm at least 100 years old. I have a set of false teeth. Too many health problems. I'm so overweight from eating too much nosh. And it will take me at least 150 years to lose all this weight. Oh, woe is to me. Woe is to me.
When Fivel Sheholdin got older, he said to himself,
Baruch Hashem, I listen to my parents. They really knew what was best for me when I was younger. At age 60, I'm still skinny, strong, and healthy. I even have all my teeth. Wow!
From this mushroom, we learn that if we keep all our Torah mitzvahs and not live a lifestyle without the Torah resource, we will see and appreciate the benefits at the right time.
Wow! Well done, Tuli! Wow, well done! And I'm sure that everyone will understand from your story how to live a Torah lifestyle. Okay, now let me close my eyes, put my hand in the box, mix it around a little bit, and... Okay, I got one. Okay, the next point. I can't believe this. Okay, but that's what it is. I go and coin to the guy roll. The next boy to be called upon to make his presentation is... Chaim Kreitenberg!
Yes, my turn! Yippee!
Chaim, please. Calm down and come up here like a mensch.
Okay. I'm calm. May I begin now?
Yes, of course. Please go ahead. And remember, speak loudly and clearly.
Oh, don't worry, Rebbe. I will. By the way, is there a time limit?
No. If you happen to have a long story, just make sure that you hold everyone's interest and make your points clear the same way that Tuli did. And don't forget that there are other boys who still have to make their presentations.
Gefaldic! Okay, here I go. Okay, this story is a mushel. It's meant to teach us to trust in Hashem and listen to our gedolim and to keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Okay, sure. Okay, I'm really ready now. Yeah. Okay. Srule Amitz and Yanki Azbuni were flying a rented two-seater single-engine plane.
Where were they flying from?
Whose resource were they flying to? Did they have resource to fly in that resource?
Excuse me, Shimmy, Tuli, and anyone else who is thinking of interrupting me. This is a mushel. It doesn't matter where they were coming from.
What about where they're flying to?
Boys, please, let Chaim continue. Save all your questions that you have for when Chaim finishes. Okay, continue, Chaim. Go right ahead.
Srule Amitz was the pilot of the plane. Yanki Atzbuni was enjoying the flight.